We got a guy on the line we haven't caught up with in a while. And he's, I mean, Masai's been living down in the States with the Raptors, right? Like
yeah.
down in the bubble, and then last year down in Tampa. And the NBA's back tonight. The Raptors are back home tomorrow, the home opener down at Scotiabank. And here he is, the president and vice chairman of the Raptors, Masai Ujiri. How you doing, Masai?
What's going on, guys?
We're doing well, Masai.
You've stated how badly you wanted to come home. You got your office back. You got the building back, practice facility. What's it like to be home, finally?
Man, sweet home. Home, sweet home, man. Well, happy. It feels unbelievable. We actually just even had a town hall. You know, we feel good, you know, like you just... It's been crazy couple years, you know, for everybody, in the world generally, you know. So just to come back and start to feel just a little bit more normal, you know, and back to being around each other a little bit, you know, it's a good feeling.
Well, I'm curious what your plans are for the game tomorrow night, you individually, because you're known to move around the building, right? Pre-COVID, sometimes you're up top, and then you're down in the tunnel, and then you're courtside. With a packed house tomorrow night, but COVID protocols being what it is, what do you expect your own viewing experience to be like tomorrow night?
You know, I haven't even figured that part out, man. I'm still trying to wrap around today, you know, like, and then when tomorrow comes. But it's actually like a great question, you know. I watch it in the video room, and yes, I move around sometimes. I go to the 15th floor. I love it, you know. Like, the one thing I've told myself, you know, like, is I'm not gonna take this thing for granted anymore, you know. Like, I'm going to really enjoy, you know, like, what we're given as humans, you know, like, and that interaction, you know, like, with each other, and, you know, feeling, you know, that arena, you know, our crowd, you know, like, we can't wait to see them tomorrow. I can't wait to feel it, because I tell you guys, I visited a couple times. I came to see Matt Devlin and those guys during last year, and they were broadcasting from, you know, like, the gym upstairs in Scotia. And when I came in there, and the way it looked neglected, you know, like, quiet, you know, it just gave me some kind of feeling. I don't want to, like, feel that again, you know, like, so hopefully, you know, like, we all feel each other, the crowd feels it, you know, and we're back home, and we're happy to be around each other. It's a great moment in sports for me, I think.
Masai, what's the deal with moving around the building? I think Brendan Shanahan does the same thing. One part of the game, he's in a box, and then he's down on the floor. What is the method to the madness there, moving around the building?
I have no idea. You know what? You know what's even crazy? During the finals in Golden State, you know, like, I was watching the games from outside the building on my phone, you know, like, and the game is going on inside, and I'm walking around outside. The funny thing, you know, like, what even marveled me about the whole police case was the policemen outside the building, they knew who I was, you know, like, they always, like, let me pass through. I'd go outside to the parking lot, I'd go watch, I'd come back, I'd go into the locker room, go watch. I have no idea what it is, you know, like, maybe we're just crazy in some kind of way, you know, but yeah, I sit in one place still, you know, for a minute, you know, like, but yeah, I just follow my instincts, you know, and I love it that way. It makes me feel comfortable. It's not actually like being nervous. It's just, sometimes I just want to watch it from the telestrator with, you know, like, one of the attendants, you know, like, and I just watch it right there on their TV, on their small computer TV, and I'm watching it right there for 5 minutes, and I just feel good that way.
Well, okay, sorry, you got to explain that, though, quickly here for us, Masai, because if you've already explained it before, then pardon my ignorance, but I don't remember hearing the story of you in Golden State outside the building watching the games on your phone. What were you doing out there? Why were you outside during the NBA Finals at Oracle?
Just because that's like I choose to watch the games, you know, like, in different places, and I like to have my own feeling, you know. I like to express myself by myself, you know. sometimes, you know, like and I like to move around, you know, like and. There's that corridor outside Golden State. I'll never forget all how many games we played over there. I went outside, you know, like in the parking lot where all those cars, it's where their players come in, where all the cars come in. I watch the game there.
Wow.
Sometimes. That's crazy.
Yeah, you talked about nervous energy. I got to be honest, including us on this show and the fan base were quite nervous that you didn't sign, I guess your extension would call it, or for quite a long time. You know, Nick gets signed, Bobby gets signed, and you were quite confident that it'll get done, and you kept saying in your interviews, like, yeah, you know, we'll deal with it when we deal with it. Was there any doubt that it was going to get sorted out? Because from the outside, we were getting a little bit nervous that maybe other companies were looking at you.
You know, when those things come, I think it's you have moments, you know, like in every job and with every individual where, you know, you just have to be very studious, very, gather as much information, you know, as you can. You're planning, you know, like now for the future. And sometimes I think me leaving it, you know, like for till the end of the season was on purpose, because the distractions and the difficulties of doing those kind of things sometimes is tough, you know. But I will say there was like a lot of support. There was a lot of support from ownership, you know, from the organization, you know, which is good. And if you negotiate for a living, it's just hard, you know, like sometimes by the end it gets done. Here is where we are. Love it. Home. We want to win, you know. We're going to grow our young team now, you know, and I feel it. A couple of my kids are Canadians, you know, like there's something special. Were there other things that, you know, were there other teams or organizations that were in play? All those things always come, you know, like, but at the end of the day, you know, this is where I'm at, and I'm incredibly happy.
With Masai Ujiri, the Raptors back home in action, starting off their season tomorrow night down at Scotiabank. I saw a stat earlier today that the Raptors have 10 international players, which ties an NBA record, from 9 different countries, which establishes a new record. So 9 different countries here on the Raptors, 10 international players. How do you react to that? I don't know if that was the plan, if it's a coincidence, but obviously you're someone who's got your eye on the ball in terms of the international, you know, flavor and the sport and where you're from. How do you respond to those type of statistics?
I just walked out onto the practice floor, and we have all the flags up there, and I'm actually like counting now, you know, the flags of the where the players are from. And yeah, it's incredible, you know. Hey, this world is about, you know, diversity, and we our number one goal is to find talent, you know. It's not like we go look for any player, you know, like with they have to be international like players, you know, like we got Precious in the trade, you know, like he's Nigerian. We signed Svi at the end, you know, like there's so many instances that brings, you know, like these guys. I don't know what OG is claiming now. Is he Nigerian? Is he a British? You know, like is he American? I have no idea what he claims. He probably has 3 flags up here, but. Yeah, to me, it's finding players, you know, like, and we have to search all over the world for them. And I know what this one team that's the only team that's outside the United States, and we might be more global even just from where we're situated than any other team. But we want to win, you know, like, and we want to, yeah, we try to get the players that are as talented as we feel fit, and hopefully, you know, like it works out for us.
Well, in terms of a guy like OG Anunoby, Pascal, when he returns from injury, and it sounds like he's getting real close, and Fred VanVleet, the three carryovers from the championship team, and OG didn't play a lot, you know, during that season and in the playoffs, but he was a part of the team and around the team. And those are the three that continue to get referenced as kind of the grizzled veterans of the team. How do you hope that they take advantage of this opportunity where Kyle's not here anymore? You know, Kawhi's obviously gone, Mark's gone, Serge is gone. A lot of the big boys from that championship team are no longer here. How can they take advantage of being the face of a franchise?
Well, it's now the team is put in a way where they have to grow, you know, they are taking on that responsibility. We've had that discussion, you know, Fred, incredible leader, you know, like, and he steps right in, you know, and OG and Pascal too, they've just taken on the responsibility. You've seen OG play even in the preseason, you know, like you can see he's taking those steps, you know, of showing, you know, a lot of maturity and becoming that kind of player, which will create leadership in some ways. Listen, they are young, you know, like 27-year-old leaders, you know, is young in this league, and they are going to learn. Sometimes I'm sure there'll be growing pains with this team, you know, like we preach some kind of patience, you know, like, but the thing I know that all of them have is they have a winning mentality, you know, like you saw it with Fred, you saw it with OG at times, you know, like OG was a starter on this team in his rookie year, you know, like, Pascal too, they all get it, you know, like, get that back, bring on the other younger guys, through, and we'll all grow together and figure out a way, you know, like, to win. But honestly, the three of them haven't shied away from it. They're taking it on, and we're proud of them for doing that.
Well, it would appear from the outside looking in that Scotty Barnes is quite comfortable with playing a role similar to the one you just described, even though he has not even technically played a pro NBA game during the regular season. But he has stepped in perfectly in terms of his attitude, in terms of his approach. We had Nick on yesterday, and he said, you know, he's working, he's doing everything we're asking of him and more. But where do you draw the line on that expectation in terms of a leadership role, in terms of performance, in terms of production and helping a team win for a young guy who's just stepping into the NBA like Scotty Barnes?
Listen, he's a talented basketball, young basketball player, you know, like very talented. And I think our expectation is that he just continues to get better, you know, like I'm better and better. And yes, they're going to be growing pains. He's going to learn, you know, there are many things that he has to work on. But, man, you know, like the kid has won, you know, like in all levels that he's played in, you know, like whether it's for the USA or high school or college, you know, like he's that kind of a player, you know, and loves to win, loves to compete, you know, he has the passion for the game, you know, like, and you see it, you know, he has the passion for his team, his teammates, and at the end of the day, it all comes down to one thing, winning, you know, like winning, and you see how competitive he is in practice. You know, like you guys have seen maybe little tidbits in preseason, you know, like real games are going to come. He's a young NBA player, you know, like that's going to learn like all the young guys do when they come into the league. And you think of some of these players, you know, like it's incredible what they are going to experience, right? Like Barnes, Malachi, Precious, you know, like some of these guys haven't played in front of fans in the NBA. You know, right. Even last year, you know, like it's going to be incredible emotions for them, you know, like and how they even react, you know, like with this. So I think he's done a great job in working hard, you know, like getting a great training camp in, you know, like and making an impression on his teammates in terms of his hard work, passion, you know, like for the game.
Well, we can't wait to see what is in store tomorrow night, and it's great to have you guys back in town and back in the country, and I know the Raptors fan base and the city is excited for it. So welcome back. Good luck tomorrow night and the rest of the way, and we always appreciate you taking time for us. Thank you, Masai.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me. And we can't wait to see everybody. Come out, man. Come out and watch the team play. We can't wait to see everybody. Yeah. I appreciate you guys.
Oh, yeah. We'll be out there. Good luck. Thank you, Masai.
Thank you.
There he is, Masai Ujiri, the Raptors president and vice chairman, which is a great handle. President and vice chairman. That's a pretty good handle.
Yeah.
See, you guys don't read in between the lines. He just basically said to hit him up for some tickets. That's what I read it.
He was trying to flush us as quickly as possible.
He didn't. No. Even
that was speaking to the audience. Like, come on out. You know, come see what we're cooking here. This was not directed towards the three of us.
Listen to me. We're TSN. We're business partners. He basically said, I want to see you guys come out to a game.
That's your interpretation?
I think the PR
that's what I read.
I think the PR person might have warned him there'll be a guy on the show that's going to ask you for a tracksuit. So just be aware at the end of the conversation there'll be a guy who's going to ask you for some free memorabilia.
No, buddy, I know Masai. We've exchanged texts before. Like I would just ask him myself.
Okay. Well you go ahead and do that. Say, listen, Masai, my interpretation was courtside seats beside Drake for the Overdrive crew, but we'll see what
I could deal. I could deal in court sides. I could dial that up.
Okay. Well, listen, we're getting down there. It's going to be fun tomorrow night and the rest of the way. I mean, they're home. Yeah. The Raptors are home.
I've got February 3rd circled for me for ticks.
February 3rd? Yeah. Is that? I know what game that is. That's when Kyle's coming home on a Thursday night.
That's where
I will be down there with you. I'll be absolutely down there with you. I looked that up myself a couple days ago.
You know what? You've been nice with the Coppinwood stuff. On me.
Come on, I'll bring your shoe. We'll meet downtown. It's a perfect opportunity. Shoe for tickets.
The handshake and the shoe exchange?
Yep, we're doing it. We're really doing it here.
All right,
can't wait for it.